America, America. How's that
about
sound?
Dave didn't say anything last week, I don't think.
What about the other council cast? Are they doing anything tonight?
Dave didn't say anything, so...
They don't seem to be live.
It'll be easier for you to edit last week's because you just don't even worry about Dave's audio at all.
I said a bunch of shit last week.
They should probably go live right now. And then we could, like, merge streams.
I'll message them. I won't message them.
Tweet at them. Anyway, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 168 being recorded.
Welcome
on May
to the Council Cast.
25th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
No, you can't say that. We have to edit in post to just leave a nice big silent thing.
Let's take a moment of silence to honor the
Logan is no longer with us. We will take a moment of silence after the random shit.
That sounds terrible.
Well, he's maybe not he'll be tonight, back next but he'll week. Come back next week.
Okay. Not only did it sound bad, but it sounded like insincere.
No, we're very sincere around here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, one of our listeners actually spoke in to me because nobody writes
spoke
in.
To you.
They just like call me and be like, "Hey, I listened to your episode." I'm like, "Why didn't you write in?" And like, "Eh." But we had some ideas about some things we should do with the show. Do you think you can set up an extra monitor or like an extra screen in OBS or whatever you're using to have the articles up on screen?
Probably.
See, and you know, I met with some of our listeners this week in a focus group, and they talked about the same thing. They wanted to know what the articles were, so that they could read along with the articles that we've not read.
That only makes sense to me.
I think a lot of this research that we're doing is going to be helpful.
I could probably put up a second screen for the.
We could even post the articles on the Facebook page right before we go live.
Actually, if you want to get a personalized email with the topics every week, you can please write into idontcare@councilcast.org.
Visit councilcast.org and we'll have a newsletter sign up for you there.
Yeah, there you go. You will get a weekly personalized email written by one of us.
Okay.
Somebody will do it.
How long the email will be, we didn't say.
Don't give away the secrets, Brian.
Oh, sorry. All in the secret sauce. Sorry about that.
We'll fix. We'll get something up next week. How about that?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's no gonna promises. Be up real soon. It's gonna be up real Maybe. Soon.
Real soon.
Maybe no promises. Maybe.
Hashtag
Maybe
no promises. Promises.
Well, you know what? You might be able to give that a two thumbs up in the future, because somebody has now made a prosthetic thumb that you not. Used to just replace a thumb, but to add a thumb.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you need three thumbs?
I don't know, but this experiment proves that you may want them.
I kind of want one now because there are some topics that I want to give three thumbs down to, and I'm just incapable of doing that.
What? How about this? What if you replaced both your pinkies with thumbs?
Nah.
So you had opposable thumbs.
Well, that's exactly what this is doing, except it gives you a sixth.
That way
finger.
You can thumb wrestle yourself and have a thumb left over as a referee or as someone you can tag in.
Oh, like a sixth man, you know, like a someone on the bench ready to jump in to help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tag team.
That makes sense. Yeah, you could have tag team thumb war.
With contests. Yourself.
Dave, what was that? I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dave?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I thought Dave said something. Never mind.
No, apparently this was an experiment done with 36 people who were fitted with a robotic third thumb in an attempt to see how well would humans adapt
like this?
To having an extra thumb. It's just like that. Yep. Yeah. No, not like that, Brian.
There's the magic.
Nope, it's more like this.
Great. Perfect. That's exactly what we were hoping for.
That's terrible. But actually, the reason they were doing this is because they were trying to figure out how would people react? How would your brain respond?
Eric says he would need a third eye to see his extra thumb. You have
We figured that they're working on that. We had that last week. Go ahead and watch last week's episode.
There you go.
When it's out.
Is that supposed to be a turtle?
This is supposed to be how the extra thumb works. That way you can grab things.
Hey, so this.
I figured I thought it would be like this. Have two thumbs on the same side.
No, it's on the opposite side.
We had light to create a shadow.
Maybe I should read the article. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Actually, Blaine's trying to tell us all about it, like story time. Tell us more about the article, Blaine.
Well, I don't know. There's not much to say other than the fact that apparently people responded very well to having an extra thumb on one hand. So well that, you know, I think they're probably just going to start selling this in Dollar General starting next week.
That's where I do all my main shopping for thumbs.
Make a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if humans just someday miraculously grew an extra thumb or an extra arm, I guess it proves that people would probably adapt to it.
Imagine all the people living with a thumb. Well,
apparently the problem with the current thumb design is it's hard to use while walking, though. So, you know, don't try to walk in third thumb. Just don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of that song, so I was... Blaine was trying to talk
boring.
About that. Go ahead.
That was just supposed to be some light background music. It's kind of like ambiance music when you're at a restaurant.
Why didn't we should have meetings before we meet so that we can determine whether or not you've got these in the right category?
Why do you think this should be random shit?
Yes. Why did you put a third thumb in science?
This was an experiment, and everybody knows that experiments equal science.
All right.
Come on, Brian.
Totally agree. Thank you. Good selection.
Because it was an experiment, I give it a thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up.
I give three it thumbs three up. Thumbs up.
Oh, boy.
I think it would be cool.
I'd try it.
Especially this quote from the article that somebody said. Personally, I found the thumb really useful for getting the keys out of a pocket while simultaneously browsing the internet on my phone. Anything that allows me to spend more time glued to my phone is a win.
Wait. I'm confused, though. Like, what is this third thumb just like growing out of the side of their arm? Out of the side of the person is like just really long thumb because how like you have your phone like, and then you're like, oh wait, I know I'll use like the thing. Extra thumb to dig in my pocket while I'm looking down at my wait, and then also why only three? Why aren't there four thumbs? Because you'd have one if they're on your hands, then you could have a thumb on each. You could have four thumbs. This article makes zero sense. I give it one thumbs down and two thumbs up for the thumb itself. But one thumbs down for the writing of the article because I didn't read it. Too hard.
The article was too hard to read.
It was quite long. I will give you credit, Silas. It was a long article. It was more than three paragraphs. So
Dave just speed read it while we were talking.
Well, I hate to admit, but the next article is just as long. But it might help you because it's all about music. And apparently, some scientists have made a pair of drums that operate in perfect synchrony.
Is that
because
why?
They are quantumly entangled? Wouldn't you like that for a drum?
And you put this one in science too?
Absolutely.
I would say quantum entanglement is science related.
Quantum entanglement three times fast.
Quantum entanglement. Yeah.
Guess it was easier than I thought it would be.
So they made a...
You raised an asshole. You should know this.
Apparently, two sets of drums on a microscopic scale. They've got a picture of here where it's really blown up, I can only imagine.
There's a scale that says one or two nanometers? Two,
yep. Isn't that just micrometers?
Nailed it.
Quantum meters,
I think.
A
little U. But anyway, the two drums are apparently the significance here is that they have been able to actually successfully quantum entangle these drums. And so they do, you basically run one of them, tap one of them, and it makes the other one move in an exact opposite and equal motion. So apparently this is going to be the building blocks. I think that this could be used to develop quantum computers and take them to the next level.
This is a boost for the music industry for the computer industry? Or the computer music industry?
I think both, really.
For the communication.
Yeah.
So if you had two drums that were quantum entangled, you could be playing one of them in your house, and you could have the other set on a stage like a million miles away, and when you beat on one, the other one beats. At the same time.
You could play you could literally be in two places at the same time.
So, like, you could be playing live concerts multiple locations.
Well, why didn't they title the article that?
There you go.
Playing two concerts at the same time.
Well, this says here Einstein referred to this as spooky action at a distance. So they could have entitled it that. Spooky action at a distance, or Einstein entitled it.
The only problem with this is that the experiment had to be conducted inside of a freezer kept 1/100th of a degree above absolute zero. So that might be
a little bit
of a limiting factor.
Who
try to turn this into?
Did they get to beat on the drum? Ringo.
That's
a good question.
Ringo.
When they asked Paul McCartney. That's Paul McCartney.
You figured it out. Silas is
the
whole
drummer
thing
of the world. He said, and I quote, I watched
that's
the clip
actually
of it.
A false quote attributed to him.
I watched him say it.
And I falsely quote.
He's the greatest drummer in the Beatles.
Yeah, I watched him say it.
I'll find it. This is more important. Thumbs up for quantum mechanics in the realm of entanglement, which is the title of my album, which is just drum solos. So get excited for that. Eric says, so you're saying they won't be using those to create drum solos for heavy metal bands?
So.
They could, Eric. There's a good possibility of that. There's also not a possibility of that because it's physics and Schrodinger.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, I give it a thumbs up. Why not? We'll see what happens.
I mean, anything quantum gets two thumbs way up from me.
There you go.
I agree. Thumbs up for quantum.
Well, you know what's certainly on the rise is internet plans. If you are a subscriber to Verizon. Because apparently, we didn't talk about this a couple weeks ago, but the U.S. government apparently rolled out a new subsidy for low-income people to basically get internet service for free, or at least get $50 a month service up to $50 a month for free. And apparently, Verizon and I'm assuming some other scummy internet service providers
tweet at them again.
Or what was it? Frontier is the real scummy one.
Yeah, I'm sure they're part of it too.
But
apparently the problem is that the ISPs decided, well, hey, if I'm gonna have to give this to you for free, I'm just gonna raise how much your service plan costs. And so now people are paying actually more than what they did before the subsidy went into effect.
Brother. So is it the out of pocket to the individual higher? So, like,
yes.
The old plan was, say, $20. The new plan is now, like, $80?
Yeah.
So they're actually paying $30 more out of pocket, plus the $50 subsidy.
Right. So the guy...
That's
example
a bunch
they have
of bullshit.
Here is that in Massachusetts, he had to switch from a $62 a month home internet plan to a $79 a month plan. And he was getting subsidized $50 for that. So he went from paying $12... $29.
Oh, brother. You know, you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and you've got You know, right up there at the top is internet. So I think this is like going against your basic liberties as a human.
I agree. Internet is definitely up there above food, not water.
Food.
Water's above internet, just barely. But definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sleazy of them. I'm going to say thumbs down for internet companies, especially now that they're gouging people who probably don't have their jobs and they're struggling to make ends meet.
With thumbs up for the subsidies allowing people to get basic internet human needs. Mm-hmm. Thumbs down for scummy internet.
What I don't understand is, like, Verizon still gets the same amount of money no matter what. Like, they literally just are using this as an excuse to make more money.
Spaceballs the action. Yep.
What's their justification, do you think, for charging more?
So apparently in the article,
greed.
Says, I mean, I'm assuming their big thing is like, oh, hey, we're going to get it to more people. So the subsidy is allowing us to roll it out to more people.
It's a new plan. It costs more than the old plan, but it's a new plan that includes this new subsidy that more people qualify for. So you can't keep the old plan, and the subsidy is going away for the old plan, so you'd be paying more anyway.
Is this something to do with 5G?
We've talked about it on the show multiple times.
I just learned about that.
Apparently Verizon says that they're doing this for the customer. So, you know, just in case you were a little confused about that, they're doing it for you.
Of course they are.
To correct you, Silas, what you have said multiple times is that 5G doesn't exist. And everyone's a liar. So I was just wondering if 5G...
Frontier is who we're usually in a Twitter war with. Because they're real scummy.
Sure.
War?
They're real funny, yeah. You know, I give this a big thumbs down. I mean, this is just... I still don't understand how they can justify doing this. They're still getting their money. They're just saying, you just cost more now.
Okay. I don't like it. I've thought about it. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Eric wants he would like an acronym for the hierarchy, water, internet, food, etc.
Good. We'll send him a personalized email
with
all the other information he requests.
The hierarchy is called WIF.
The Wi-Fi. 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 It's Wi-Fi. That's what it is.
Entertainment.
Water, internet, Wi-Fi. Food.
Fire. Oh, food. Yeah.
Entertainment.
That's all you need.
Water, internet, food, entertainment. That's all. That's really, that's it. That's what Wi-Fi stands for.
That must be it. Well, you know, something that stands for not Wi-Fi is CAPTCHAs. I think we've all probably been a subject to the torture that is trying to fill out a CAPTCHA online, which actually stands for, I did not know this, Completely Automated Public Turing Tests.
Now, this is the thing where they say
computers and humans apart. So that's like the world's longest acronym right there.
So this is the thing where they say,
which just confirms that I am a computer more often than I am a human.
Yes.
That's annoying. John, comedian. comedian John Mulaney, he has a bit out on Netflix right now, and he goes on and on and on about telling a computer that you're not a computer.
Well, my favorite is like the ones that say click here if you're a human, and you click there and then it pops up and it's like, now fill out all
the
these
way
things.
You clicked that was a little fishy. We need to run a couple extra tests.
Are you saying I'm not a human? It was too precise. You clicked the center of the button. There's no way that you as a human could have done that. But yeah, apparently everybody's favorite internet company, Cloudflare, is apparently coming up with a way to bypass CAPTCHAs, or at least, you know, not require CAPTCHAs going forward. Their big thing is they're relying completely on hardware keys. So if you're familiar with the like two-factor authentication, like the YubiKeys, when you're logging into websites or whatnot. They are planning to use that as a way to prove that you are a human by actually inserting and clicking, basically pushing a button when you come across these things.
Aren't we pushing buttons now to prove that we're human?
Yeah, but this is a physical button on your computer, not just like, unless you have literally a humanoid robot sitting at your computer, it wouldn't be able to click the button.
What if I had a robot push the button for me?
Well, then...
Yeah, what if we retrain that robot dog that they're about ready to put down? You get that robot dog in here and just say, robot dog, click.
What if I trained that stupid robot dog?
Prove it.
Click that button.
Prove that I'm not a robot.
I'm betting, you know, within 2 weeks of them releasing this hardware button, it gets emulated.
Well, so that is one of the things that they were talking Quantum about. Emulator. So in the article here, they talked about how they are doing it, and it's certainly something that could be pretty easily replicated without a YubiKey or something similar. So I think they've got a long ways to go yet before this actually becomes like something you could use. But you know, I really like the idea of getting rid of the captchas, so
yeah,
I'm totally cool with that.
Hey, you know, I answered my phone the other day, and I got a message. Apparently, I answered it so fast that it said, I got a warning that came up that said that was I an automated system because I answered the phone too fast. Have you seen this before?
No.
I'm not joking. It just, I answered and it, bloop, you've answered too quickly. Are you an automated system? And I'm like, no, I just answered my phone. Yeah, I don't even know what it was. I just answered it.
Are you sure you didn't dream this?
I've never seen that before.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure because I looked at it and went, I'm not sure that I didn't dream it, but I'm sure that it happened. So I don't know what to tell you. I know that a message popped up that I answered my phone so quickly that it was trying to determine if I was a bot or not.
I wonder if it's that red light therapy.
Because I know
no.
You probably don't answer your phones at all.
Are you sure you're not a robot, Brian? Oh, that might be it. Has the red light increased your reaction time?
The helium slowed me down, so it's really hard to say.
Your brain's faster, but your body's slower? Or is it vice versa?
I can't say. I don't know.
I just don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore.
Well, you know, if you want to go faster, you might want to sign up for this RC car that apparently can go faster in 0 to 60 than the Tesla Roadster. And I don't know if you guys watched the video on this one at all, but this is pretty impressive, actually. He takes an RC car and he basically uses some fans to help suck the car down to the ground. And he actually is able to...
Now that
accelerate to 60 miles
seems like
an
hour the start of a real Rocket League car, if I've ever seen one.
Now, how did he achieve this? Was you said he had fans on the bottom or something?
Yeah, so the biggest deal is like you think like RC cars, they are pretty quick, but the problem is to get to 60 miles an hour, like it's just really fast that it... The car does not stay on the ground, basically.
You need more downforce to get better traction to accelerate faster.
Right. So basically what this guy did is he has these little fans and he created a platform underneath the car that would actually create a vacuum and suck the car to the ground. So that you can get as much traction as you can.
I'm going to have to go with Brian on this one.
And you didn't
put
this one in
science. A rocketized car seems more sciencey than extra thumbs.
It doesn't have rockets on it.
This guy needs to team up with the guy that's making the Rocket League car.
The flippy car. There you
Three
go.
Thumbs yeah. was in science, and this guy makes a rocket car and Rocket League car, and he made it to random shit.
I remember
on,
the first
Blaine.
Time I learned about science.
Pretty cool. I think this is pretty cool. Yeah. Actually, it's pretty funny. In his video, if he watches the video, he was talking about the fans and as it sucks things up. and he actually has the fans too short that it actually broke
his
GoPro.
That's amazing. GoPros are like super destructible.
Because it sucked up some rocks and it shot it right.
He was
right
able to break it with his rocket
that
car.
That he mounted on the back of the car.
So if he changed the angle of those fans, do you think that he can make it fly?
Yep. There you go. Rocket car. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Thumbs up for flying cars.
No.
The whole point is that it flies.
The whole point is that it
doesn't
fly.
I like this. I like this. I like
you
this.
You think you can make it fly?
Story, Silas.
Thumbs
Shut
up. The fans off and it'll fly. It's pretty cool.
I give
point,
it,
Silas.
I give him thumbs up for going fast. I would give him two thumbs up if he could go 0 to 100 in less than 2 seconds. So challenge.
How fast would he have to go for him to get all three thumbs? Two real.
Yeah,
and the
he'd have to actually make a Rocket League car.
He would have to fly. Yes. Yes. There you go. Okay. Right. Yeah, I give props to him for figuring that out.
This guy's cool.
But
you mean
who's
that's
not cool? Is sticking
no, cool.
Sticking deodorant.
I mean, I don't know anyone
butt.
Who does that.
Wait, what?
apparently some doctors in India.
Okay.
Well,
change my mind.
If you do, you might want to reconsider. Because
there's some life choices you have to rethink.
It may not just be that you got it stuck up your butt, but apparently sticking any aerosol spray up your butt comes with an inherent risk that trying to remove it may cause it to explode.
You know, of all the things you would think that you might want to try to see if it'll
you've
fit up
obviously
your butt,
never
I think something flammable or that explodes is probably like should be like last on your list.
Quite low.
Quite low. I would think that he
so
would.
Wait. This person put the deodorant.
I don't understand the world. The people that do this
rather than just
would do something
giving themselves a spritz.
Anything else for that matter?
I mean, I could.
See, I always use a roll-on. That way, I just get all the spots. But spray would make more sense until you start to think about.
It was a can of Aquanet.
Shoving the whole can up there, all the way up.
Yeah,
I'm
and then
pretty
when you
sure
farts,
if the can
like
was going up
throw.
There.
Yeah, I
it
can only imagine that their fart smelled so bad that they thought they needed to like have deodorant spray at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Eric has a question about the hierarchy of butt sprays.
Hey, Blaine,
can you explain this one for me? I'm not quite following.
Not an acronym.
Which part?
Okay. An acronym for butt spray. Scuba Duba.
We'll get an acronym started on that right away. Oh, you say hierarchy or acronym?
The hierarchy of butt sprays.
The hierarchy for butt spray.
Hey, is it like
thumbs up for this for this topic being in the right category?
Fits better or I'm confused.
Yeah, which when you're thinking about butt sprays to shove up your butt, you have to think about which ones go first.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, Blaine, nice. This is actually the kind of things you want to put in random shit in this game.
It's anything that deals with shit belongs in random shit.
Yeah, I support that.
It's literal and appropriate.
Yeah, I give this an absolute thumbs down for sticking things up your butt.
Let's all clap at Blaine.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's also a thumbs up because it's the topic is in
with
the right category.
Anything up your butt, yeah.
Good job, Blaine.
All right.
Oh, it says there are risks involved. It says there are risks involved.
With sticking things up your butt?
With getting it out. No, there's risks involved with getting it out.
Yeah, it explodes.
Thankfully, the procedure did not require any incisions.
So the problem is that you can't use anything that would like accidentally cut open the can because it might explode in your butt.
Simple abdominal pressure.
We'd already voted. We were all like, yeah, let's move on. And then Brian was like, no. Let's
you need
talk
to
about
share more of this
stuff in your butt some more.
This has not been reported recently. That's like, all it has.
This is the best article I've read all week.
Yeah, that was for the most interesting topic of the night. I'll give it a thumbs up, but it's a thumbs down. It's disgusting. So,
all right. I think with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Great.
Who wants to pitch Mr. Musk something?
Thumbs up for that.
I think Mr. Musk should
he should come up with a aerosol butt can extractor so that it does not explode inside of people's butts.
I would like Mr. Musk to come up with a service that when you send out a social media post, it goes to a group that can approve or deny that post from being displayed to the world, but then you can still see it, so then you never know if it actually got posted. And then sure, have him up, sign up for that
service. I'm feeling generous with my thumbs up tonight.
I would like Mr. Musk to come up with a way to determine.
You want to come up with the thing that we just talked about tonight with the keychain?
Communicating with a computer and not a human when I'm on the internet.
Well, that's the same. Okay. Okay.
No, the opposite of that. That's determining that I'm a human. I want him to come up with a way to
Let's
prove
that.
To me
thumbs
that
up. I'm thumbs up for whatever that
and not
was.
A human when I'm on the internet.
So prove that you're a robot.
Well, he's already used some of our good stuff, and we're just waiting for that royalty check.
Okay, great. Oh,
waiting for our dividends.
Like anyone else's ideas were any good? Come on, these are Musk ideas. Crappy. We don't want to give him any of the good stuff.
A reverse captcha is what. Yes, a reverse captcha. That's what we want.
That's true.
I can only wait for the. Are you dealing with a computer captcha?
reverse caption. That's what it is. Reverse caption.
Called right. Reverse caption. Gotcha.
The court has to sit and watch the whole thing.
I don't think I'd want to show any of our episodes.
Well, we can just show you a snippet.
But we came up with
for
the
this
first.
To be. We have to watch the whole. We
avoid
have to watch
all
the
royalties
entire,
and be done with it.
The entire back
we
episode.
We have to watch this
catalog
in court.
All 168 episodes.
No, we have to watch
you
the
have
whole
to, you have
episode.
To get it in context.
Transcribe
and
the entire.
We had it captioned for you, and here's the transcript. Yeah, we had it captioned, and here's the transcript.
Hey, you know what? They might pay for the transcription. Maybe we should go down that path.
That's a real selling point.
Somebody can transcribe it for us. We won't have to pay for it.
If you, as a Patreon member, you can get transcripts of each episode mailed to you 4 to 6 years after the episode has been aired.
My idea for Elon.
We do not promise
like
that timeline.
Stuff while I'm biking
we just
promise
at some point.
And what I like about the AirPods is that they have
the
noise canceling, or you can do pass through so that you can hear what's going on around you. It's safe. But the thing that I don't like is as I'm biking, wind hitting my headphones, there's just that big hissing noise that. It's just obnoxious and it makes it hard to hear, and then I have to turn the volume way up, and I don't like that. So what I would like is some headphones that are able to use the noise canceling function to block out that very specific wind hitting them noise, while also allowing pass through so you can hear traffic and other bikers or whatever. So because it's a very specific frequency. So it should be able to get filtered out, but I don't have the. Thank you.
So a real idea.
Yeah, that's verging on a pretty good
all
idea
the,
there.
All the times. Yeah,
I like
you want to be able to
actually.
Hear that horde. But you don't.
Issue for a lot of people, runners, bikers. If you're using them while you're in the car with the top down, maybe if you're trying to run away from zombies,
from the horde, exactly. Thumbs up.
That you run.
You're gonna need to know how close the zombie horde is behind you.
Eric says that I could put a clear plastic bag on my head and I would achieve I would achieve the same result. That's maybe I'll try that.
Do you run fast enough for there to be a wind noise? Because I know I don't.
If I had zombies chasing after me, I definitely would.
And tie it off around the neck so it doesn't blow off. Great. Thank you for being specific. That helps me with my brainstorming about what to do here.
Yeah, that's not confused. We don't recommend to anyone listening that you put a clear plastic bag over your head, tie it off around the neck, and then try and go and run or do any other activity. Yes, that's right. Good safety tip. Good safety tip.
I was a little confused about that. So,
no plastic bags, please.
Makes more sense now. All right, I think with that, we're going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned before anybody wants to actually put some plastic bags on their head.
I'm not going to do that experiment, guys. I just want you to know that.
We do thank everybody for listening, and those of you who tuned in live to watch our podcast tonight, Tuesday night, if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic that you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. And if you want to get the topics every week, feel free to write into us and we will add you to our spam list. So certainly sign up for that. And thanks for listening. Goodbye.